You're listening to Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel joins us to share a new program in the state that gives crime victims confidential addresses.
First, each month on the first Monday, WPR Director Mike Crane or Associate Director and Director of Content Mike Arnold joins Joy Cardine to share information about WPR and to answer listeners' questions.
Well, we decided it would be a good time to spread the mics around and host Mike Arnold today on Central Time.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about programming or news coverage on Wisconsin Public Radio? What do you want to hear more of or less of? What do you want to know about WPR's budget or financial operations? Or what concerns do you have or what do you like? Let us know. Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Associate Director and Director of Content Mike Arnold joins us now for his inaugural Mondays with Mike, the Central Time edition. Mike, thanks for coming by the studio.
Yeah, kind of scary. I'm used to being tired when I fill in on this show.
It's the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah, I'm wide awake.
You get to be hungry for dinner. That's the flip side of it.
That's true.
There has been a lot going on behind the scenes. Exciting stuff, I'm going to say, here at Wisconsin Public Radio in many veins, but we're going to start with one of them, WPR Next. Tell us about that effort and where it is.
Well, one of the things we're doing is trying out some new show ideas, and you'll be hearing them soon on WPR in May. One of them you're involved in, Veronica.
That's correct.
About that one. It's called Because Science, about science. We also have a show called Entertain Us, which is entertaining, and one called Beta, and we also have a show called Weekend Wisconsin Life. So those all will be coming up, or I guess just Wisconsin Life. I don't think it's called Weekend Wisconsin Life. But they're all coming up, and you're going to get a chance to hear them on WPR. We'll be airing them a couple times on the air. You'll also have the ability to go online and listen to them as well. And we're interested in hearing what listeners think about them. It'll be fun.
Now, Mike, is it going to be like Survivor? Is someone going to get voted off the island or attacked with coconuts or something?
Not exactly. It's very public radio. We don't do stuff like that here. So we'll have to see. One of the things we have to figure out is where we go after that. But we're pretty excited about what we'll be sharing. So it'll be fun to hear what people think about that.
Great. Well, more to come on WPR Next. And tomorrow, a couple events going on. There is a statewide election for state superintendent, which will have something to do, quite a bit to the shape that education takes as we go forward. And WPR has been a part of that process all along. What kind of resources is WPR involved in?
Well, we'll be reporting it with our reporters. We'll also have conversations on a number of shows, including Central Time, I'm sure. And we also plan to have a live blog during the day and in the evening on WPR.org and also on WisconsinVote.org. And we'll recap the stories. We'll have recap stories after the races are called as well. And we'll have stories on both of those sites. So there's a lot of things going on tomorrow. So if you want to keep up on things, you can go to WPR.org or WisconsinVote.org and get the latest information. And of course, listen to WPR and the newscasts. And we'll also have reports as well.
And Mike, we don't usually take calls this early, but we've got lines queued up already. So I know we've got stuff to talk about. I want to get to that too. But let's weave some calls in since they're here already. And let's take
sure.
one from Jessica in Eau Claire. Jessica, hi.
Hi. Say, I do really enjoy your guys' show, but I was wondering, would it be possible instead of playing Central Time, like repeating the show, would it be possible to maybe put on a show that had aired late the previous night or even from earlier in the day?
Of Central Time, Jessica, or a different show, different programming altogether?
Just a different program altogether.
Okay, I'm very wounded, Jessica, but I forgive you because you said you liked
well,
it.
Well, we'll definitely think about that. One of the things that we try to do with our programs is make them available to people. Central Time's heard twice because people are doing different things in the afternoon. So some people who may be listening at 3 aren't listening later in the day. So it's a chance for the program to be heard by more people. We also have more programs available online or through podcasts. So that might be another way for you to be able to hear things that you missed, something that aired late in the evening. So thanks for that call, Jessica. We appreciate that.
Jessica, really appreciate that feedback. Thank you for calling at 800-642-1234. And Mike, tomorrow is also the annual State of the Tribes address at the Capitol, and WPR, again, part of bringing this to listeners across the state of Wisconsin. What do we need to know to listen?
We'll be having that online at WPR.org. So if you go to WPR.org, you should be able to hear that with no problem. So we do that every year on WPR.
And in terms of exciting stuff, we talked about exciting things coming down the pike at Wisconsin Public Radio. And one that we're all, as an organization, especially excited about is our centennial celebrations. There's lots of cool events coming up and all over the state. That's the other cool thing. They're not just in Madison, Milwaukee. They're all over. Mike, can you give us a little primer on what we can expect?
Yeah, we have all sorts of centennial events happening all over the state. The next one is coming up in Milwaukee. On Point with Tom Ashbrook will be broadcasting live from Milwaukee. Or actually, they'll be doing an evening show, I think, that'll be broadcast the next day on April 20th. I think that's sold out right now, but we're definitely going to be airing that on WPR. Says You has a couple shows coming up, one in Eau Claire and one in La Crosse. So that's on May 6th and May 7th. So if you'd like to see that program, you have a chance to do that. Also in June, Simply Folk is having a shindig with a couple of bands called, I think, like Dead Horses.
And
Horseshoes and hand grenades. Yeah, so there's a horse theme, I guess, is what's going on there. That's on June 1st. Also, Larry Mueller is going to be doing a cool thing at Lambeau Field. He's going to do something about Packers history on June 22nd.
Oh, wow.
You can find out about all this stuff on our website. Go to WPR.org/100, and you can either do 100 with the numbers, or you can write it out. Either way works. That's pretty much how it rolls, so...
We're talking with Mike Arnold right now, WPR's Associate Director and Director of Content, and we're hearing from you, too. Wisconsin Public Radio is your radio station. We want to know what you think. Let us know at 800-642-1234. And let's take another phone call now. We've got John joining us from Milwaukee. John, hi.
Hi. I've got kind of an unusual question, but first of all, I'd like to say I do like NPR. I like all the shows that you have on, including this one.
Thank you.
I drive a lot for work, so I get a chance to listen to the afternoon shows. My question is, how would somebody like me apply to read for Chapter a Day? I love that show. I love that program.
Yes, and John, a little bit of trivia here. Did you know that our technical director here on Central Time, Michelle Good, is one of the amazing readers? I don't normally get to hear her because I'm working, but when I do, woo, it's fantastic. But I'm so glad you like that show. And Mike, do you have some info on for John?
Yeah, we're working on an audition process for Chapter a Day. It's lucky you called, John. Stay tuned. We'll be putting out an announcement in the next month or so on how you can do that. So if you feel like you have the voice for Chapter a Day, we'll have an opportunity for you to try out.
I don't want to put you on the spike of the spike. I definitely don't want to put you on the spike, Mike. On the spot, Mike. What do you think it takes to become a Chapter a Day reader? Do you have any thoughts about what goes into it?
A good voice and ability to tell a story well and reflect Wisconsin in some way or another. So be somebody from Wisconsin. I think those things would be nice, but I'm sure there are a lot of other things we'll listen for as we get into that. But more on that audition process will be coming out a little later, probably in the next month or so.
All right, terrific. Thank you, John. And let's go to Kara now in Madison. Kara, hi.
Hi there. I'm a longtime public radio member. I would love to hear more coverage about the nonpartisan redistricting lawsuit that seems destined for the Supreme Court. It seems like a case that has pretty widespread national implications and originated right here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and I think you will hear more about that. One of the things that we've done recently is we expanded our Capitol Bureau. We have two reporters now in the Capitol Bureau, and that's certainly one of the things that we'll be covering in the coming months. So you should hear plenty about that on WPR, not just in reports, but also in conversation. So thanks for that suggestion, Kara. We appreciate it.
Kara, thank you so much for calling and bringing that up. I always like to hear about that. And Mike, a great annual WPR and WPT event, a joint event there, happened last week at the Overture Center, the Final Forte competition. Can you tell us about that event?
Yes, it's an annual event that we do with Wisconsin Public Television and with the Madison Symphony Orchestra. It's part of the Bowles Young Artist Competition. They get down to four finalists. And some people like to watch basketball around this time of year, but then there are other people who like to watch young people who are extremely talented perform. And that's pretty much what happened with this one. Julian Ree was the winner of that. He's a junior at Brookfield East High School and performed a little bit of Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. If you missed it, or if you want to find out about the people who are contestants and stuff, you can go to the Madison Symphony website, because they have these really great profiles of the performers and things like that. And we also aired it twice on TV and radio this past week. So.
All right.
It's great to be part
inspiring
of.
Inspiring stuff, yeah.
One person said that after listening, he believed that there is still hope for the world.
Wow.
So anytime we can be responsible for creating more hope in the world, we're all for it.
That's excellent.
At Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thanks for sharing that comment.
Yeah.
We're talking with WPR's Associate Director and Director of Content, Mike Arnold, for the first edition of Mondays with Mike on Central Time. He and WPR Director Mike Crane will alternate months between the Joy Cardine Show and here on Central Time.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What do you love about WPR, or what would you like to see changed? Do you have questions about the WPR budget or where our funding comes from? What keeps you listening? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we'll pick up our conversation in just a bit. Stay with us here on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Veronica Rickard, and we're picking up our conversation with WPR's Associate Director and Director of Content, Mike Arnold. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What questions or comments do you have for Mike about WPR's programming? What keeps you a loyal listener? And what can we do to make your experience even better? You can call us at 800-642-1234 or post over on the Central Time Facebook page. And Mike, let's go to another Mike from Madison there. Mike, hello.
Hi, Mike and company. I really like your show, Central Time.
Thank you.
I think you're right on a lot of the comments you make and great questions for people that you have on.
Appreciate that.
I would like to see just like one show that just has an open line for people that call in about what they think about climate change. Is it changing around them? How's it affecting? What are they doing to try to limit their emissions, if anything? You know, something like that. We get enough expert opinion about it, but I don't feel I got a good pulse on where the public really stands on it.
All right, Mike, thank you for your thoughts, and glad you enjoy Central Time. Keep on listening. And Mike, what do you say to that?
Yeah, I think we do provide a lot of opportunities for people to talk about things like that, and we typically do include expert guests to provide some context for it, too. But that's definitely a topic that I can imagine we'll continue to talk about in the coming, you know, weeks and years. So expect to hear hours devoted to that, or segments devoted to that on our programs. I don't know if we'd have a daily show about that, but it's certainly an important issue that should be discussed. So, Mike, thanks for that call.
Appreciate that, Mike. And we move to Mark in Milwaukee. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Hi. What did you want to share?
Well, first of all, I really like it when you guys do this. I liked it when it was on Joy Cardine. I think it's a great idea. But what I wanted to talk about was on the last time I heard it on the Joy Cardine show, a guy called in. He was like an older gentleman. He was talking about how he didn't like the show Ask Me Another. And then there was a response like, well, it's more of a generational thing. But, you know, I'm a millennial. My wife is Generation X, and we both also can't stand that show. And so I just thought I'd call in and let you guys know that, you know, there's some people out there that are from the younger generations, I guess, too, that really don't like that show. I don't like the jokes. I don't like the songs. But I know that's just my opinion, you know.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you calling in. And so not a generational thing, Mark is saying. He's saying maybe it's a taste thing, a personal preferences thing.
Yeah. It's kind of that way with humor in general. You know, I think that there are some shows that try to be funny, and they're funny for some people and not funny for others. And I don't know. I mean, you know, I think some people say that Ask Me Another is targeted to a certain audience, but it's very much a public radio show in a lot of ways. Some of the references they have on the shows may appeal to some younger people, but in general, it's a public radio quiz show. One thing we've noticed is that the audience has been growing for Ask Me Another quite a bit. It's successful with many listeners. So we'll just have to see. But I think, Mark, you're probably not alone. There are other people who kind of feel the same way about that show. But then there are also a lot of other people who really like it. So it's always a balance we have to take, particularly with humor programs and entertainment programs.
Well, Mark, thank you for that call and for sharing what you feel. And we go next to John, who is with us in Madison. John, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How about you?
Good, thank you. I'd just like to say I listen during the workday from like 6 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon while I'm working and driving in the car a lot. And there used to be a really lot of different choices of programming where you had some really cool shows. One of them, I forget the lady's name, it was Jean something. And then there was a man in between that and something else. And it was all different and kind of interesting, and it, you know, talked about travel and stuff like that. And now it seems like it's Joy Cardine show all day long, every day. You know, if you don't like Joy Cardine, you're pretty much out of luck, because it seems like that's all we get.
John, thank you for your thoughts, and I think he's referring back to Jean Ferracca. And
we do hear Joy from 6 to 9 every day, but then after that, we have On Point, and we have the Larry Mueller Show, we have Chapter a Day, we have Kathleen Dunn. So it actually is a more of a mix than that. We haven't actually expanded Joy's presence on weekdays. Jean Ferracca has been gone for a while. I think she retired about 5 years ago. But we try to have a range of perspectives on the show. But it sounds to me like John, it doesn't sound that way to you. So we'll definitely keep that in mind.
Well, it's interesting too. I mean, sometimes, you know, if you're ever watching TV back when it was less on demand, and you feel like the same show is always on, but maybe sometimes it's because that's when you're listening,
yeah.
and that's your perception.
And one of the things we did actually a few years ago, or maybe less than that, is we used to rebroadcast Joy and Kathleen at night, and we stopped doing that so we could provide more range of shows. So it's certainly something that we're you know, interested in presenting variety. So John, thanks for that call.
Mike Arnold is with us now, WPR's Associate Director and Director of Content. He's here for our first edition of Mondays with Mike on Central Time, and we're getting your take about Wisconsin Public Radio. We also want to fill you in on what's happening here, things that we're excited about. We talked about some centennial events coming up, exciting things there, the Final Forte competition, a new generator for WPR programming, WPR Next, lots of things coming down the pike. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. And let's go to Randy. Randy joins us next in Madison. Randy, hi.
Hi. The trouble was saying that, well, some people like, and, you know, I guess you're talking about Ask Me Another. Some people like it, some people don't. Because that abdicates your responsibility for judging quality. In fact, I was the person who called a month ago about the show, and it's a low quality show. And the thing is, you should be able to tell that. And that ends up embarrassing the network.
And Randy, thank you for that. And Mike, you were saying earlier that the audience is growing, so that's interesting. Randy
I think that what Randy is talking about a little bit, and be interested in hearing what you say, Randy. But there are certainly some programs that are more mission, and there are programs that are more entertaining. Mm-hmm. And I think Ask Me Another is a more entertaining program. And I think a lot of people feel that. Sometimes entertainment programs aren't needed on public radio, but I think that's not true entirely, because entertainment programs can draw people into public radio, and that's one of the things that Ask Me Another does for the people who listen to it. And I do think that measuring the quality of a program is pretty subjective, and we would say that you know, based on our assessment, it's good enough to be on the air on WPR. But I appreciate that sentiment, Randy, and I appreciate you calling us and letting us know what you think.
Randy, if you're still there just briefly, is that something where you have a preference to have what Mike was calling on-mission programs versus entertainment?
No, I'm real happy with entertainment, but that's 1 hour of dead air. The reason, the main reason I wanted to call is that The compelling reason is that people, sometimes I wish you didn't ask callers to dumb down their questions so far that they have to fit on bumper stickers. In other words, I think sometimes people have fairly complex and nuanced questions. I wish that you give them more leeway to put those on the air.
All right, Randy, thank you for that. Leaving time for things to unfold, it sounds like you're saying, and really dig into those questions. I hear you, and we, of course, will keep these things in mind. Appreciate that. And, Mike, we've gone through a bunch of exciting things, some news. Is there anything else you want us to know about here that's things are doing at WPR?
Well, I mean, we last weekend we won a whole bunch of awards. For our reporting, we've actually been working a lot on sort of in relationship to what Randy's talking about, is doing more reporting that digs into nuanced issues in some really interesting ways. And you've heard it on the Ideas Network. The Midwest Broadcast Journalism Association, the Eric Severide Award, gave a number of awards to our reporting, including for investigative large market radio, for some work that we did about payday loan interest under new rules. So we've really been working on doing more of that with our news reporting. And fortunately, fellow reporters are hearing that and awarding us for that. We've also received awards for WisContext, which is a website that we do, which provides contextual information about issues that are going on, some of it very deep. And that was awarded also WPR.org, our new website. So, Randy, I can understand you feeling depressed sometimes that we don't go into great depth with things, but I think one of the things we're seeing is that we've actually made some progress in that area, and I hope you'll appreciate that.
And hopefully, Randy, enjoy the... I'm excited about the sense of history that this centennial is bringing about for WPR. And, Mike, it was wonderful to have you on, hear your perspective, and also hear about things happening, new things as we look forward here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks for coming by.
All right, thanks.
That was Mike Arnold, WPR's Associate Director and Director of Content, here for the first edition of Mondays with Mike on Central Time. He and WPR Director Mike Crane will alternate Mondays on Central Time and the Joy Cardine Show.